This is a book review of Genesis by Andrew Steinman from IVP in 2019. This book is 496 pages. The stronger the foundation, the steadier the house. This architectural reality is a fitting illustration for many situations in life. When it comes to interpreting the Bible, how one approaches the book of Genesis generally affects how one will deal with the rest of Scripture. As Andrew Steinman states, Genesis, quote, serves as the foundation for the rest of the Old Testament. Steinman's statement can be extended to say that Genesis is the foundation for all of Scripture. If the stories of Adam are simply mythical, then Paul's arguments related to Adam's actions seem to lose their power. If Genesis was written from documents unrelated to the time and the person of Moses, then it is all the more likely that there is no theological harmony to be found within Scripture. Given the importance of Genesis for building the foundation of a robust biblical theology, conservatives require solid arguments for how Genesis fits within such a theology. In various ways, Steinman's analysis delivers an evangelical response to the multiple issues found in the narratives of Genesis. He presents each problem with a nuance that does not come across as particularly based toward a specific agenda. For example, in dealing with the issue of polygamy, Steinman does well to note that this practice continued into the times of the New Testament, and that none of these marriages were illegitimate. However, Steinman also balances this statement by emphasizing that God's ideal for marriage is monogamy. In addition, Steinman notes that many of the polygamous relationships in Scripture are described as containing elements of tension that are easily avoidable in monogamy. Thus, Steinman explains the issue so that he does not shy away from its harsh realities and does not ignore how the biblical authors sought to guide their readers toward God's ideal. While the issue of polygamy might not top the list of issues for discussion among evangelicals, Steinman provides a similarly balanced approach to most of the other top-tier topics provoked by the text of Genesis: its authorship, the historicity of the creation account, who are the actual people of God, the first occurrence of the doctrine of justification by faith. I will discuss Steinman's approach to each of these briefly. Steinman affirms that Moses wrote most of Genesis and the rest of the Pentateuch. He notes that the documentary hypothesis contains several problems that have been pointed out for over a century by conservative scholars and have yet to be given a proper response. Because of this, it seems better to rely on the witness of Scripture itself, which overwhelmingly suggests that Moses is the author of Genesis. While it seems clear that certain elements were added later, see page 5 for a list of scribal updates, Steinman still concludes that Moses is the primary author of Genesis. Though Steinman does not discuss some of the latest research related to J.P. Weissman's tablet theory, Steinman's comments are still helpful for dealing with fundamental issues related to the structure and the authorship of Genesis. Some affirm that the creation account borrows from other ancient Near Eastern myths, even among evangelicals. However, Steinman writes a compelling response to this approach. The research of G.H. Johnston leads Steinman to infer that, quote, Genesis 1 could be viewed as refuting all ancient Near Eastern creation myths, even without direct knowledge of or reference to many of them. More so, Steinman also acknowledges that there are several compelling reasons to understand the creation account as depicting 6 actual regular days. In Galatians 3, verse 7, Paul states that those who have faith in God are the true sons of Abraham. While for some, such a statement implies that the nation of Israel was not intended to include Gentiles until after the time of Christ, Steinman provides evidence to the contrary. He begins by noting the literary and textual connections between the name Israel, he struggles with God, and Jeshurun, God has made right, to suggest that the term Israel is not inherently an ethnic designation, and belonging to Israel does not require a certain heritage. In other words, proper sonship is related to how one mimics the group's faith to which they belong. More so, Steinman notes that from the very beginning, the nation of Israel included foreigners who were determined to live according to the faith of Abraham. Such persons would have been his brothers and sisters in the faith, even if they were not related to him by blood. In conjunction, Steinman also contends that God's people have always been saved by being justified by God, who gives a free pardon to those who trust in him. As expected, Steinman identifies this theological truth to be particularly clear in the life of Abraham, specifically Genesis 15 and verse 6. However, following the lead of Hebrews 11, Steinman also identifies other persons in Genesis who exemplify justification through faith. These individuals include Abel, Noah, Sarah, Isaac, Rachel, Jacob, Joseph, and Judah. Sadly, Steinman does not further explain how most of these characters exemplified the doctrine within his commentary. To conclude, I found Steinman's commentary to be a breath of fresh air given the state of modern scholarship. Though I wish Steinman had elaborated on some elements and included others, I still find this commentary to be a helpful bridge between conservative academics and biblical interpretation. Overall, I would recommend Steinman's commentary to anyone interested in understanding the purpose and theology of Genesis.